the rest of the story. Dear June, you could not possibly remember what I'm about to relate because you were only 14 months old when it happened. And yet if somehow we could explore the mind of the woman you have become until it revealed the memories of that tiny girl that you once were, we would find among those memories the ghosts of a particular Sunday morning long past. Now that morning is here again, June. But do not be frightened, because we are here with you now. Mommy has just finished the breakfast dishes, and she's dressing you. Daddy is in the living room reading the paper. At least, he was the last time you and Mommy saw him. Suddenly, Mommy looks up and sees Daddy dressed to go out. Gray slacks, white shirt, necktie. He's about to put on his best jacket when Mommy notices that tucked into Daddy's belt is a gun. His .38 caliber snub-nosed revolver. Where does Daddy think he's going? Mommy asks, and Daddy's face is white. He said, Richard Nixon is coming to town. And if there is a convenient opportunity, I'm going to use this pistol. Mommy has no reason to doubt what she has just been told. Daddy is angry a lot these days, angry, unstable. Now something he has read about Richard Nixon in the newspaper seems to have pushed him over the edge. So Mommy must think fast. She walks into the bathroom, asks Daddy to follow her, and he does. She then dashes out into the hall and slams the door hard. There is no lock on that side, but the hallway is narrow. She will lean into the door with all of her weight and all of her might, bracing her feet against the opposite wall. Inside the bathroom, Daddy is raging, screaming, "Let me out! Open the door!" Mommy answers frantically that she will do no such thing. She reminds Daddy that she's pregnant, says that she may lose the baby because of him. "Then you'll have killed your own child," he cries. "Let me out," Daddy screams again. "I'll go to the police," Mommy screams back. And finally, after a few minutes that seemed a lifetime, the voices grow calmer. Daddy says if Mommy will open the door, he will give her his gun. She does. And he does. But Mommy is not satisfied. Daddy must promise that he will never do anything like this ever again. And Daddy says, "I promise." Emotionally spent, they will say only a dozen or so words to each other for the rest of the day. Mommy will hide the revolver. It's too bad there was no place to hide the rifle. I said it's too bad there was no place for her to hide his rifle. For you see, Junior, Daddy was not a man of his word. He broke his promise to Mommy, and in the process, he broke a nation's heart. Perhaps it's best that you were a baby that terrible Sunday, to the good that you do not recall. But your Mommy will never forget. And she will be haunted all of her life by the awful additional recollection that the day former Vice President Richard Nixon left town, November 22, 1963, President John Kennedy arrived. Of course, you know June Oswald's daddy as Lee Harvey Oswald, but now you know the rest of the story.